Since the NLDN just detects cloud-to-ground lightning, the number of available products is considerably fewer than Earth networks, but is still similar in terms of spatial and temporal resolutions. For point-based data, cloud-to-ground lightning has a temporal resolution ranging from hourly CG lightning to 1-minute CG lightning. The 1-minute lightning sequence plot just shows how the CG lightning has aged every 1 minute over the past 5 minutes. As we did before, let's go ahead and scratch off the temporal resolutions that aren't useful and highlight the 5-minute plot with 1-minute update, as it is the typical default timescale to use. An example of this product is shown here. Note the number of negative and positive strikes is shown in the upper left-hand portion of the screen. In terms of best practices, CG data is useful in this case if you want to quickly get a feel for how many deadly CG strikes a particular storm is producing for IDSS purposes. So just keep that best practice tip in mind as to when and why you want to use CG data.